Welcome to the Dominion Report, a weekly podcast committed to bringing you the most important stories for Canadian Christians to consider as we seek to live faithful lives in the communities God has placed us in. Today, April 12th, 2025, we are focusing on four stories and their significance. In our first story, last month, Yole Yomain, the largest news account on the Chinese social network WeChat, added two posts that described Carney as a tough guy prime minister and said Canada is entering a seeking survival election. After the posts gained suspiciously quick traction, Canada's Security and Intelligence Threats to Elections site, Task Force, began investigating and determining that the posts were boasted by a coordinated effort from the Chinese government. This content has been amplified in a coordinated and inauthentic way. This information operation has contrasting positive and negative narratives, first amplifying Mr. Carney's stance with the United States and then targeting his experience and credentials. A spokesperson said, "The site task force assesses that the foreign, state-backed information operation was intended to influence Canadian-Chinese communities and to look to mold perceptions about Carney." This story comes after Carney stood by a Liberal candidate who called for an anti-communist conservative candidate to be delivered over to Chinese authorities. Chiang was later replaced in his riding by another candidate with ties to Beijing. The Communist Party of China, the CCP, is a wicked regime which demands total allegiance to the state and has repeatedly punished free speech and persecuted the Church of Christ. Because of this, Canadians should be deeply concerned about China's repeated attempts to interfere with Canadian elections by pressuring Chinese Canadians to vote for CCP-approved candidates. Canada's federal government exists to administer justice and allow for the flourishing of society and, despite its many failings, Canada still provides a far greater measure of justice and religious freedom for its citizens than communist China. As a result, China's repeated attempts to interfere in the lives of Chinese Canadians and in Canadian elections is a dangerous threat to the integrity of our nation and should be met with harsh criticism and decisive action. Instead, Carney says that he has absolutely no idea why China is promoting his candidacy. He may be confused, but the rest of us should not be. In our second story, last week, CBC News ran an article detailing Robert Carney's tenure as the principal of a federal Indian Day school in Fort Smith, Northwest Territories. In 1965, Robert Carney, Mark Carney's father, told CBC Radio about his efforts to help culturally retarded children, a term that is derogatory today, but then referred to children who regularly miss school or are behind on language skills. Later, Robert Carney conducted a study for the Roman Catholic Diocese in which he clearly condemned abusive actions while also acknowledging the good intentions of many teachers and organizers. This did not, however, stop CBC News from discussing Carney's complicity in residential schools. When asked about his father's legacy, Mark Carney quickly backed away, stating, "I love my father, but I don't share those views, to be absolutely clear." The CBC's attempt to conflate the honest work of Robert Carney with the abuses suffered at residential schools is cynical and deceptive. Contrary to the insistencies of many progressives, it is possible to distinguish the well-intentioned work of those seeking helping hurting communities from those who abused their authority. More important, for election purposes, however, is Mark Carney's attempt to quickly distance himself from his father's record. As Christians, we must always remain mindful of the command to honor your father and your mother. Even with an election on the line, we should be careful to speak graciously and kindly about our parents, especially when they did nothing to deserve our condemnation. Carney's willingness to quickly distance himself from his father without defending his reputation is a disappointing example from the nation's most powerful man. Our age is one that loves to despise the past and vilify the heritage of our fathers and mothers. Against this, we must stand as those who honor our parents and speak of them only with great humility and reverence, even as we recognize their failings. The Prime Minister ought to set a better example in this respect. In our third story, since 2021, Canada has allowed Track to Maid, the legal killing of those with disabilities or incurable illnesses, but who do not have reasonably foreseeable deaths. Track to Made became legal in 2021, and by 2023, over 1,300 people had been killed under that rubric. In late March, the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities called on Canada to end the practice. In 2016, the passage of Bill C-14 by the Trudeau government permitted terminally ill Canadians with a reasonably foreseeable death to legally pursue medical aid in dying, also called MAID. This was followed 5 years later by the aforementioned Track 2 MAID that Rosemary Kais, vice chair of the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, has called a step back into state-sponsored eugenics. Kais has stated that her committee has heard about people with disabilities applying for MAID because they struggle to meet their basic needs. Specifically, the committee has called for Canada to stop the scheduled 2027 expansion of assisted suicide eligibility to those whose sole condition is a mental illness, to stop allowing advanced requests for those with incipient dementia, and to not to permit assisted suicide for mature minors, as is now being discussed. Perhaps nothing more fully demonstrates the practical atheism of today's secular leftists than their willingness to consider human beings as mere animals, beings that have only value so long as they contribute something to their own upkeep. Christians, on the other hand, see human beings as made in the image of God. In other words, a biblical understanding of mankind elevates every human being, no matter how damaged by the exigencies of living in a fallen world, as representing God in ways that no other human being can, even despite the fracturing of sin. It is only when one believes in human beings as divine image bearers that the term human rights has any real meaning. Lastly, the government of Manitoba has announced $1.6 million in funding to two-spirit and transgender health care. That works out to $150,000 toward a group called Two-Spirit Manitoba Inc., and $473,000 in yearly support for its Shared Health Gender Diversity and Affirming Action for Youth program. Manitoba will also give $1.03 million to the Trans Health Clinic. Two-spirit is a modern term that supposedly comes from a pre-contract tradition of First Nations peoples rejecting gender binaries and embodying both a masculine and feminine spirit. This is in addition to the 20 million MMIWG2S Plus strategy announced in November, in which the same government cynically combined aid for two-spirited individuals with that for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The transgender ideology part of the plan will require radical medical and surgical interventions that Wab Kanu's NDP government would erroneously call healthcare. Humans have one spirit or soul each, breathed into us by our Creator, Genesis 2:7. Both males and females are created in God's own image, but distinctly designed as male or female, Genesis 1:27. So while one person cannot have two spirits, many people can have a spirit of confusion, Isaiah 19:14, and a deceitful and desperately sick heart should always be guarded against, Jeremiah 17:9. This is why wicked people are not truly capable of compassion, because they are in rebellion against God and nature and will misdiagnose the destruction of healthy bodies as health care. Or, as Proverbs 12:10 says, righteous people can care even for animals, but even the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Thank you for listening to the Dominion Report. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing the episode and sharing it on your favorite podcast platform. Lord willing, we will talk again next week.